Haywire.
Haywire.
Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Rebecca Cutler, Kalgoorlie, Western Australia.
This town, Kalgoorlie. Population? I have no idea, even though I have lived here almost my entire life, choking on the air thick with sulphur fumes and red dust. The environment is harsh. Poppet heads, open-cut mines, and the wounds of discontinued mining explorations mark the hard, scorched red earth. They tell us you can see the super pit from the moon. And from above, the workers in their hard hats appear like ants. The huge dump trucks, often driven by women, look like something you'd see in a child's backyard. They say the streets are paved with gold, minuscule flecks of dust that glitter and sparkle after rain in the reflection of the sun's harsh glare, gradually fading into insignificance with each passing truck. My name is Rebecca Cutler. I am 21. Since graduating high school, most of my friends have moved to the city to gain employment, or to attend university, for better opportunities in their careers and in life. Although a few have decided to stay, investing their lives in this town, getting apprenticeships and completing some form of trade. Some have even gotten married and started families already. If you ask someone who doesn't live here what they think when they hear the word Kalgoorlie, most would come up blank. Others say something they have seen on the news or read in the paper. The notorious red light district. Car bombings. Crime links. The Wild West. But it's different if you live here. Everyone seems to know everyone else, and there's such an air of familiarity. The same people, and that famous Kalgoorlie humour, which often borders on sarcasm and dry wit, and not necessarily funny. Nothing seems to change. Everyone follows local football. Football is practically an institution in this town, and attracts a cult following. There's not much to do here, except go to the pubs. And sometimes, everyone is packed in so tight you can't get inside. There's one cinema, and the nearest ocean is about 4 hours away. But despite all of this, I'm one of those who have decided to stay. Working in a small hotel, I see people visiting this town for the first time almost every day. And they often tell me they thought Kalgoorlie would be something different. Different how, I ask. They say they are quite surprised, often expecting the town to live up to its Wild West image. They say this place is really amazing. They have just taken the brothel tour, they tell me, with a sly grin, waiting for my reaction. But I just laugh.
Haywire.